Everyone who has ever been on an airplane knows the feeling. Humidity is just 15%. The aircraft sound draws its curtain of white noise around you and air pressure drops, forcing body fluids upwards. As humidity drops, thirst increases. Less air flows through the nasal passages, diminishing the transport of odors to smell receptors. Florian Meyer is the head of Fraunhofer's Department of Building Chemistry, Biology and Hygiene in Holzkirchen, Germany, just outside of Munich. He's been testing how flight conditions alter our sense of taste. He says, in terms of taste and odor perception,
it's like having a cold, because also when you have a cold and all your mucosa in the nose are swollen, then you have a reduced odor and taste perception. And it's somehow similar to the effect the pressure has on odor and taste perception.
That's why Lufthansa and its catering subsidiary, LSG, asked the Fraunhofer Institute to find out just what does and doesn't taste good at a cruising altitude of around 10,000 meters. At a cruising altitude of around 35,000 feet. In order to do so, the research facility built a 30-meter-long tubular low-pressure chamber around the front section of a decommissioned Airbus A310.
We have humidity rates, which are also around 10-15%, and we have high air exchange rate you have on board an aircraft, all these environmental conditions that are typical for flying aircraft. And what's important, we reduce the pressure from normal sea level, or here on ground is about 950 hectopascal, but on board an aircraft during cruise you have a pressure in the cabin of around 750 to 800 hectopascal.
Inside, everything imitates a normal flight. The seats vibrate, the noise is the same, and specially selected tasters sniff, sip, and munch their way through a long menu of airline food, some merely to taste specific compounds and others similar to what is actually served in flight. So far, the researchers have already discovered that meals have to be more strongly flavored than those served on the ground.
Spicy food like Thai food or Indian food goes very well, because the spiciness doesn't change. And if you like spicy food, it's the same as if you're on ground or aboard an aircraft. So those dishes are very stable. Whereas with, let's say, some fish and a very light white sauce, you have to add more herbs or so to increase the taste.
But while Lufthansa isn't necessarily serving more curries on board, its caterers are already adding more salt to bread rolls as a result of the tests. Another question researchers asked was why so many people order tomato juice aboard flights. After all, Lufthansa serves approximately 1.7 million liters of tomato juice each year. While on a recent flight to Bilbao, I met Dieter Wurz, a German businessman who travels frequently all over the world.
Do you ever order tomato juice on board airplanes?
Yeah, sometimes I do. Most of the flights when my wife is accompanying me, she's drinking tomato juice. I like the taste in general. It's not sweet. You can have some pepper on it and salt.
One reason may be that tomato juice lends itself to additives like salt and pepper. But Meyer says there is another.
The flavor profile of the tomato juice changes with pressure. That means that some compounds are less intensively perceived on board an aircraft when you taste, when you drink, when you smell your tomato juice. So when they taste tomato juice on ground and they give the juice very bad marks, and if they do the same test under reduced pressure conditions, they give the tomato juice much better marks, because the tomato juice tastes better under low pressure conditions.
But why all this fuss? Many airlines have discontinued food service altogether and sell only mediocre prepackaged sandwiches and a very limited choice of drinks on board. Henry Hartveld, a travel industry analyst with Forrester Research in San Francisco, says Lufthansa is one of few airlines who take the trouble to satisfy travelers' tastes.
There are airlines such as Lufthansa, Singapore, and others that do put a lot of time and attention into thinking about the meals that they provide their customers, and not just, by the way, in first or business class, but also in economy. And it is these small details that can have a big impact on customer loyalty.
Dr. Meyer says coffee often tastes bitter under low pressure, and desserts need more sugar under low cabin pressure. As for that old favorite...
Do you have tomato juice?
Sure.
Tomato juice will remain popular for some time to come, unless the researchers come up with something that tastes a lot better. The final round of tests is scheduled for this December. Mariana Schroeder, Deutsche Welle Radio, Munich.